Second phase of the revolution.
Of the revolution. Of the revolution. Of the revolution.
Leap in production. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. One of the issues that the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has emphasized for boosting production is increasing production of protein with marine base. Elaborating on the motto of the year, Leap in Production, he said, "Production, besides being vital for the economy of country, has a lot of political, social, and cultural impacts in a way that the ability of a nation to produce its basic needs will give it self-confidence and a sense of dignity, and will set the ground for public welfare, increase gross domestic production, GDP, and exports, and it will have cultural effects in the goods that are exported to other countries." Mahmoud Bahmani, an official in Iran's fishery, says that development of fishery can both decrease freshwater consumption and remarkably boost the production of aquatics. Teaching important points in raising and management of farms for production of shrimp, seaweed, and other aquatic plants are among the duties of the Institute of Research of Fishery Sciences. In view of this, breed reformation of trout, kipper, shrimp, and also culturing tilapia have been put on the agenda of the Institute. Tilapia, due to growing much good taste, having fewer bones, cheapness, adaptability to different climates, having no need to fresh water, being economical and growing in a short time, has attracted many traders. That's why more than 140 countries have planned for production of this fish, and the financial circulation of this fish has topped $5 billion. Experts believe that Iran has the potential to produce 1 million tons of fish artificially per year. This is called production in cage. It means to use seawater for production of fish on land. Iran has also started to produce some species of sturgeon for production of caviar since a few years ago. These species are now being raised and exported to foreign markets. The city of Astara in northern province of Gilan is the main hub of fish in the country. As for the production of sturgeon, the Iranian fishery has set 20% growth compared to the previous year. Pour Kazemi, a former official of the institute, said, "According to the statistics of Iran's fishery organization, more than 140,000 tons of trout is produced in the country, which puts Iran on the first global rank in terms of trout production in freshwater." Healthy nourishment is one of the aspects of healthy life, and consumption of aquatics is an important index in this respect. The World Health Organization, WHO, referring to the key impact of aquatics on human health and prevention of various diseases, recommends the consumption of these foods twice a week. The per capita consumption of aquatics in the world is 20 kilograms per year. The figure in Iran is nearly half. In 2019, Iran exported over 120,000 tons of aquatics with a value of approximately $400 million, and the trade balance of the fishery remained positive. As for raising shrimp, according to the 6th development plan, Iran was supposed to produce 46,000 tons of shrimp, while the country produced 10% more than the figure. Regarding the fish of cold waters, good measures have been taken for production of high-quality trout. Thus, it is estimated that nearly 170,000 tons of cold water and 130,000 tons of warm water fish will be produced. The production of marine food products and self-sufficiency in this field with scientific methods can help leap in production. This becomes more important when one pays attention to the economic objectives of enemies of the Iranian nation. Therefore, every effort in the path of leap in production will reduce vulnerability in the face of pressures and will turn weak points to privileges and strong points. This will eventually cause immunity against threats and conspiracies.